fuck? I just hit stream on that one. Oh, I'm having a bad day. I'm having a really bad day. What's up, everybody? Welcome, Press Officers to Start. Monker Crunk here in a kind of pissy mood. Yeah, that's why I've like nothing set up. I actually had another topic I wanted to do, and I'm actually starting to take notes so I don't sound like a blubbering idiot. But woke up today and found out my PlayStation account was hacked. Said, you know, your ID has been changed. I'm like, okay, that came in at 8:04 a.m. I went to sleep at 7. That wasn't me. So that was at 10:30 when I woke up. Yeah, I only had like 3.5 hours sleep. It's good times. Woke up, did my normal routine, which is check my messages and email and stuff. So saw that. Had a couple cups of coffee. Woke myself up. Went, okay, I'm gonna go holler at Sony and see what's up. At first, this was at, I'm gonna say, around 11:30. They're like 11:30, 12. They're like, I can't help you with this right now. The tool we use to check accounts is down. And I'm like, uh-huh. So somebody's hacked my account and now taken $60 from my account. What the fuck? And they're like, oh, we can't do anything now. You know, we have to wait. I'm just like, okay, thanks, bye. And I, you know, ended the chat because, well, they're not open on Sundays. So, yeah, I go. I'm livid, as you can tell. I'm still not too happy about this. I got dressed. I'm like, I need to go for a walk. I'm pissed off. Packed my laptop up. Started walking. I walked around for like 4 hours and then sat down at a coffee shop for 2. And then came back home. I did get a hold of Sony in that time again. And they wanted, what email did you use originally when you set up the PlayStation account? I'm like, you mean from 10 years ago? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, I have no clue. It's one of these. And she's like, nope. I'm like, I don't know then. I really have no clue. And then she's like, oh, do you have the original PlayStation 3 that you set the account up with? I'm like, from 10 years ago. Gen 1 PlayStation 3. No, that died. And, you know, again, it's not the woman's fault. She has a guideline that she has to. I'm guessing woman said her name was Constance in the chat, so I'm guessing it's a woman. If I'm wrong, I apologize. Yeah. And she felt bad, I could tell. And I'm like, listen, I'm not mad at you. Like, I was typing, like, you can tell I'm frustrated. So I just had to let her know. I wasn't being pissy with her. It was more the situation. And it really was, because I know they have guidelines that they have to follow. Procedure, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah. Anybody that knows me well, I've had this name since the PS2 days, but I've had this account since the PS3 launch, more or less. I got it, I believe, February or March, maybe even April latest, of 2007. I've had this name. I have not changed it. I've had that account. I've changed the email because, I don't know, let's say 08, 09, something like that, maybe even 2010. My Facebook account got hacked because Facebook had no security back in the day. And then my email got compromised, so they shut down my email and totally deleted my email, so I couldn't even use that. And then shut down my Facebook, which I had to reactivate later on. And yeah. So she wanted a password that I couldn't remember or a 10-year-old system serial number that has been dead for 7 years. because I believe it died like three. I don't know. My ex-girlfriend and I, it was on constantly. She was charging her phone on it overnight. I was working nights. And then she'd be playing too when I was at work. Oh, man. Sorry, I'm still really livid about this. So, yeah, the woman tried to help. She, you know, well, this is what I need. And I asked her, I'm like, is there anything else I can do? Like, any other way to verify? And she goes, no, these are the only two things we have. And, you know, my brain kind of went, are you fucking kidding me? So, either have a 10-year-old system that has been dead for seven with the serial number, or a 10-year-old email that you can't, I can't even remember. I should have asked, like, she wouldn't, I'm like, can you hint what it might be? Like, something? She's like, no. I'm like, she's like, you don't have a credit card attached. I said, no, I had a PayPal account attached, which is where people took money from. And she's like, yeah, that doesn't show up on our records. Only credit cards do. I'm like, okay. So how do we do this? She's like, well, this is all I can do. I'm really, really sorry. And again, great woman. I could tell she actually felt pretty bad. But, man, who... I know there's probably a lot of you out there that may have your PS3, the original Gen 1 PlayStation 3, but I don't think you put as many hours as I'd say myself and my girlfriend did, like it being on, I should say. But you may, maybe you got a good one. I may have had a lemon, who knows? There were a lot of lemons back then. Yeah, so I have now lost, as of right now, I have to call them tomorrow. Because I did hit up Twitter, and, you know, I know some people, and they asked PlayStation, whatever it was, that I put into the message as well, got back to me and said, oh, check your DM. Checked it. It said, oh, you can contact the number here or the chat. I'm like, I've already done the chat. Like, you're not helping me. Maybe if I call tomorrow and talk to somebody, maybe somebody else voice to voice will give me a different answer. But as of right now, I've lost my, you know, 10, 11 year old PlayStation account, which has, oh God, probably 70 PS3 games and 70 plus PS3 games and 70 plus PS4 games and probably about 20 plus Vita games. So I've lost all that due to the fact I can't remember 10 years ago. Man, I smoked a lot of weed 10 years ago. Yeah, that's about right. Well, maybe not 10 years ago. It was 12 years ago, but still, regardless. Like, I did... Man, I was a dumb person. I did my thing. You know, I was having fun. And you really think I remember... Like, there's people that don't even remember 2 days ago, let alone 10 years. 10 plus years. And then the serial number thing, it's like... Are you serious? That I can give you a serial number from my PlayStation 4 now and my PS4 Pro. Like, I have two. I have a PlayStation 4 and a PS4 Pro. I got two Sony TVs. Like, fuck. Should I sell them all and say, fuck you, Sony? Like, is that what I need to do? And get everybody I know on the bandwagon of a big fuck you to Sony? It's a lot of Chinese people you're going to have hating you. That's for sure. I lose the Chinese market. But nah, man, like, I was very disappointed, and that's the only way to get my account back is to remember something from 10 years ago or have the system from 10 years ago that was known to die. Both the Xbox back then and that both had that red ring of death, and Sony's case, yellow light. Yeah, not good. So yeah, I'm out. Like, it's not even a trophies. Like, I'm not a trophy guy. Yeah, they're fun to get, but I don't hunt trophies. Two games I have platinums on are, you know, Horizon Zero Dawn and Final Fantasy 15. The rest of them are like gold, silver, a shit ton of bronzes. But it's more that account, I have people I barely talk to anymore that I still, like, will interact with every once in a while, only on PlayStation. I don't have their actual phone numbers anymore. because we're not that tight like we used to be. But whenever we're on the same game, you know, we hit each other up. I don't remember what their actual, you know, their correct spelling of their account. Like, because some of them, my buddy Morphine is like M0PH1NE or LNE. Like, I don't even remember. So I'm going to have to type in 8 different ways of spelling that and try to find them. You know, doesn't make sense. My buddy Andrew lives out in California. I'm in Canada. I have a friend Andrew out in California, and he goes by like 6 different names. How many X's are in the front and at the end? How many, you know? Nah, not cool. You know, and I got to lose all that plus whatever I said, like 200 plus games that I have on the PSN. From PS3 to Vita to PS4. You know, so I'm glad I don't pre-order games far in advance. Like, I was thinking, oh, maybe I want Destiny 2 on PS4. Nope, not anymore, because I would have just lost it if I pre-ordered it. I get it if if I were a kid, and I don't mean a kid as in like 12 years old, I mean like if I was in my early 20s and PS4 is the only thing I knew, yeah, that's easy. I have the thing right here. Like, I can give you the original PS4 serial number. But from 10 years ago, man, like, people change. Some people move. Some people give their systems away to friends, to family. Some sell it so they can get the PS4, give it to GameStop. You know, EB Games, whatever you have over there. Back in the day, it was Microplay. Welcome to Canada. But yeah, shit, man. Like, I've lost everything. So I've lost, you know, JRPGs that aren't on any other things. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing with Sony that I like, is I'm a JRPG fan. I'm a big anything from Final Fantasy, YS, the fucking blah series, you know, Tales, there we go, that's the word I was looking for. Yes, thank God they're starting to come to PC, because I have a very good PC that I can play that on as well. And if they all start coming to PC, I'm going to seriously say fuck Sony, because of this interaction I've had. Like, it's pretty bad when you're a Sony person for 10 plus years and you've had the same account, never changed your name, never did any of that for 10 plus years. You have bought PS Plus. Like, I have until 2020 of PS Plus. You know what I mean? Like, I lose all that. I have to repay for everything. Like, I've lost all my PlayStation Plus credit. You know? All because of what? Because they have a stupid policy that you need a 10-year-old system to get your shit back. Like, fuck off, man. That's irritating. Now, if I lose everything, I don't know. I'll make a new account, because I am a streamer and it is going to be part of my thing. I'm starting something with this stuff. Got friends coming on board helping me with this, so I'm going to need a PlayStation. But yeah, not happy, not impressed by it. Yeah, sorry, I'm livid still. Yeah, so that's a big middle finger to me from PlayStation, you know, from Sony, kind of saying we don't give a fuck about our people as long as we make money. And if I'm wrong, prove me wrong, Sony. I'd love for this to go out to everybody that's a Sony fan. I want everybody to listen. Because this could be you. Like, honestly, write down the back of the serial number on your PlayStations, your TVs, your fucking dildo, if it's a Sony product. I don't know. Because if somebody happens to steal it, at least you know what serial number you have from 10 years ago. You fucking serious? Yeah. I could have told them. Like I said to the lady, to Constance, I believe her name was. Again, amazing lady. And if Sony does get to hear this, honestly, that woman needs a raise, because she's awesome. She actually, to be able to show sympathy through messages, text type deal, chat, is amazing. She's very good. I can tell she actually felt bad for me, which I feel bad for myself. Like, I'm still laughing and I'm smiling, but nah. But yeah, I was saying, like, I could give my last transaction. I could, except for that $60 I was taking out. I don't know what the hell that was for. I could tell you that my PlayStation Plus membership isn't up until, I think, 2019 or 2020. Like, I haven't extended that far. You know, I've paid for it for that long because I was never going to not have a PlayStation or PlayStation Plus unless it became irrelevant. Yeah, like I said, I've probably lost, you know, probably $10,000 worth of games, man. Like, easily, I pay $80 a game right now. I'm Canadian. We pay $80, $79.99 for a new release. So everybody in the States that's bitching and complaining about $59, go fuck yourself. We're paying $80. Like, that's almost a day's work for me for one game. Like, oh, let me tell you, $66 is a yay. You know, I'm happy. That's why I've been buying some more PC games, because they're like $20 cheaper for the most part. Oh man, yeah, but yeah. So yeah, I've lost thousands of dollars worth of games. Thousands of hours of gaming in general. Progress in games I'm never going to be replaying, like, to that extent, because I don't have that much time at the moment. Stuff like Horizon, where I got a platinum, I doubt I'm going to play that again all the way through. I like that game a lot, and maybe I will, but I have to rebuy it. That's the other thing. I don't have the physical copy. Yes, people are going to be like, oh, you bought digital. That's why. That's why physical's better. Blah, blah, blah. Don't care. That's not the point. It's just like somebody coming in and robbing your house. Think about it that way. All right? And it's the same idea. Somebody came into a private area, my PlayStation account, and took everything from me. Same thing as somebody burglarizing your house and taking all your shit. So don't compare the two. I don't care who it was. I don't care if you need that. That's, you know, like I've always said, if I ever get robbed, then, you know, fine. You need it more than I do, I guess. Because I don't need to rob people for what I have. I earn it. And if that's the way you want to do it, so be it. But I'm more mad at Sony for not helping a customer, somebody that's been loyal to them, has been a part of, you know, Sony for, you know, fuck, since PS1, I've had one. Like, I've been a fan. And this just lost me, you know. Like, I'm really falling back. The only reason I'm keeping it is for the JRPGs. That's it. If they all start coming to PC, I'm going to be a PC gamer. Fuck PlayStation. I will seriously denounce them and never buy a console again. Because I'm already done with Microsoft. Like, I had an Xbox 360. I have an Xbox One. It's been sitting on my floor for 3 months. Because they fucked me too. So, but Sony, I didn't expect. You know, I thought they'd be a little better about this crap. Like, they don't seem as money hungry as Microsoft with their, oh, you have to buy one Windows key per computer and it's $119. Again, Canadian. And I have fucking five computers in this house. So, yeah, I'm not going to do that. But yeah, I'll strictly go PC gaming if that's the way that they're going to be, because I just upgraded my computer and I probably don't need to touch it for at least 4 more years, maybe 5. We're going to go with 5, hopefully. And yeah, like, I'll hopefully have this thing up and running where this is my my job. We'll see, because I hate working 6 days a week doing what I'm doing. I like what I do. Just don't want to do it 6 days a week anymore. Yeah. And my job's coming to an end next 3 years. So hopefully in 3 years, we'll get this up and popping. More of this. More games. More people. I got, like I said, friends coming on board. Going to be doing some stuff. So that would be fun. So yeah, back on topic. As like I said, man, my head's all clustered. I'm jumping around. Sorry. But yeah. So Sony, man, fuck you. Thanks for the big fuck you. And anybody that's a Sony person, you know, be careful and write your shit down. That's my advice. Anyways, thank you again for coming, listening. Comment, subscribe, thumbs up, thumbs down, hate me, follow, whatever you'd like to do. And yeah, I'll talk to everybody later. And have a good one.